Good afternoon and welcome back to the Palm Jumeirah for another podcast from the Journey Back to Self podcast, which is loosely based around the concepts and ideas that I promote and speak about in my book, The Journey Back to Self. And if you haven't got a copy, go to amazon.co.uk and grab yourself one while it's still on sale. And that will make a lot more sense as we go through these podcasts and you can relate to what it is that I'm talking about on a deeper level. Okay, so today I want to talk about finding what's important in life, finding reverence, something that's more important than just what this physical experience is all about as a human being. Okay, and so it's been a while. I think 2 or 3 weeks since I recorded my last one. Hope you're all well. Hope you're all coping with this isolation and this curfew and this forced lockdown, which is the antithesis of what humanity is about, which is the freedom to choose and have our own autonomy met, which is an essential component of healthy human psychology. And when that is not met, or when that's challenged, we often push back against it, and that can become troublesome if you are unable to reconcile that part of you which is in opposition to what is. You see, all suffering, all pain is a simple result of resistance or opposition to what's occurring in your life. Whatever that may be, you know, fill in the blank for you. There may be a physical ailment that you don't want. There may be some emotional component to your life that's causing you pain and suffering, and you don't want that either. There may be something wrong with the economy, the weather, your mother-in-law, your husband, your pet, your government. It doesn't matter what it is. Your suffering is directly correlated to the opposition to whatever's happening as a truth, which you have no control over. Because if you can control that, and you can affect change, then that's what you're going to do, right? Yet if you can't, yet you still are in resistance or opposition to that which is bothering you, then effectively, you are going to create a lack of ease or an unease in the system, or better said, a dis-ease in your system. And depending on how long that dis-ease hangs around, may determine a physical manifestation as a disease of some type, autoimmune, some type of, digestive problems, which seems to be the most common when it comes to resistance to the truth about what is. When we're irritated with life, we often have digestive problems, which is why 90% of the population on the planet have digestive issues, because 90% of the planet at least are in opposition or in resistance to what is as a truth, as opposed to creating a intimate relationship with reality and being okay and in acceptance of that which is beyond your control. Okay, hope that makes sense. If it doesn't, rewind it to the beginning and start again. Okay, so finding some type of reverence in your life. How can we reclaim our sense of unity and at the same time enhance our ability to love and develop a respect for life? Okay, so for me, really looking at life, how best do I say it? And understanding its precious nature is offering reverence. Offering reverence to all sentient beings, myself included. Does that make sense? Right now, on the surface, what does that look like? Being kind, being compassionate, being thoughtful, being respectful. These are all more common terms maybe that we use, but for me, to have a reverence for life, the opportunity that is to be human, to me, is the portal to awakening. The fact that we can see and we can smell, touch, we can taste, these sensibilities that we have are so taken for granted that the experience of being human is such a miracle. It's such a gift. See, my cat is not sitting there and self-reflecting on its true nature of who it is at a deeper level. She just wants to chase balls and eat food and sleep, and that's about it. Yet being a human is the opportunity to truly tap into something that is so powerful and understanding the real nature of life. And so that, to me, is the opportunity. That is a gift. That is why honoring all sentient beings and having the sense of reverence, as I said, for life itself is the access to an experience of being human that, to me, can't be surpassed. Regardless of how much money or fame or status you have, to really tap into the essence of what it means to be alive and to be a human. Now, that is the real treasure of being a human being. And this human being, the experience of being a human, is so seductive because all our senses are pointing outwards, right? And they pull us outwards. So we're under the impression, for example, that our experience of life is given by what our senses are continually collecting from the external environment. So it's only common sense then that if I think the way I feel is being derived from my circumstances externally, I'm going to do everything I can to control my external circumstances because I want to feel good. Everybody wants to feel good. But that's exhausting, that way to live. Because the metaphor I like to use, that's like being in a desert 120 degrees when you're driving your car and you've rolled down the windows and you're under impression that for you to feel comfortable, you have to cool down the whole of the desert. So you crank the air conditioning with your windows wide open, hoping to cool your environment down. Yet, and that's how most people are living. I'm trying to control everything around me in order to feel okay. But to continue that example, I just need to simply roll up my windows and enjoy my perfectly set thermostat at 70 degrees or whatever it is in the paradigm of my own existence in the space that is me, for instance. I just need to enjoy that. And for some people, that may sound selfish, but it's really not. I'm going to maintain the environment, my own environment, that is in my direct control versus worrying about trying to manipulate everything that's around me. So when we look at life from a much bigger perspective and we recognize that everything is part of the whole, then there, to me at least, is an inherent sense of respect for all things, for all aspects of life. Versus thinking that somehow, when we look through the lens of the ego, for example, I'm right, they're wrong, I'm good, they're bad, that's how you should. And then we get into this world of resistance, disharmony, discontent, dis-ease, which actually, sadly, can lead to warfare, to hostilities, the fight that exists between nations, religions. And that fight between religions and nations is no different at a micro level or a macro level than it is between a couple or a family member under the same roof on a micro level. The fundamental driving force of the ego is that I'm right and you're wrong, and they're saying the same thing. Now we have conflict. Now we are in resistance, and the degree to which somebody is really attached to their perspective, or is to the degree to which they are willing to use all sorts of means of attack to prove themselves correct. So to be able to transcend that, it may sound idealistic, but it really is the way that we truly establish peace on earth. Because when we can transcend our own egoic feelings, which is not easy, of frustration and the war that exists within each individual mind, and then also find internal peace for ourselves, then that starts to manifest in the collective environment. So we can't create peace on Earth whilst humans are at war with themselves. It's impossible. And unfortunately, that's the norm. Most people have some sort of internal conflict going on with themselves, however subtle or however large, where there is an internal judgment. There is this sense of internal sense of self-loathing, if you like. That in itself is an expression of resistance, of fight, of conflict, of war within oneself. And I think nowadays it's somewhat commonplace for people to understand the power of now, or being in the present moment. Whether you are, for me, for instance, working with a professional home athlete, or a stay-at-home parent, or a businessman, it doesn't matter. It's being aware of the fact that the only place I have any sense of power is where I am in this present moment. If I drift into my thoughts about the past or future, now I'm just in a relationship with my own mind, and I'm not in a relationship with life. And so being able to transcend that, or these fight or flight mechanisms that might make us try and predict a future or control a future or manipulate an outcome, all of that is based in survival mechanisms of the subconscious mind and the ego versus living from a place of trust and surrender when I'm fully in the moment, fully engaged with what I am doing. And I'm letting life figure out the detail, understanding that life has got my back and it allows me to, in ways maybe I can't always calculate, but it allows me to surrender, knowing that life will figure out what is supposed to happen. And again, that to me elicits a deep, profound sense of peace and acceptance versus trying to control every single outcome in order to make myself feel some sense of comfort, for example. And most people, because we're under the impression that value is outside of us, and stuff and belongings and possessions and the way people view us, then we're playing this incessant and unreconcilable game of trying to manipulate circumstances. And it's to say, that's a game that most people are playing. They're trying to perfect their external environment and their external circumstances. But that's not the game. The real game of life is this spiritual evolution. It's awakening to our true nature. It's transcending beliefs of inadequacy, that to understand there's real heaven on earth, it's not when your circumstances are perfect, because in the very nature of the material world is always in constant flux. Form is always changing. So even in the space of these 13 minutes, I'm sitting here saying these things as I am, everybody is completely different and understanding it differently. But we're all changing. Millions of cells are being born and millions of cells are dying. And so the actual form of life is never, ever the same. It's always in constant flux. But beneath that, there is an awareness. There is a presence, which is life itself. That, to me, is the real value and reverence to understand and appreciate that. Whilst form is in constant flux, there is an underlying understanding and an awareness that itself, life ever present, the observer. And as long as we become attached to form, we're always going to be open to suffering. That's just the nature of it. Because soon as we hold on to an external proposition, that then now I'm going to be upset when that form is gone, whether it's be a thing, a person, a position, a circumstance, a situation. By collapsing our value with the external world and what that means, we are always leaving ourselves ready for some sort of disappointment. Versus, if I can be in this world but not attached to it, to experience the beauty of this planet in every regard, then I can honour the fact that all is transitory, all will pass, everything will come and go, and to allow form to be in its constant dynamic state of change and flux, and unattached yet fully engaged. And to me, that is the most powerful way we can live, to be fully committed to leading an extraordinary life, yet unattached to the outcome. And yes, they can coexist. Totally committed, yet unconcerned for the outcome. Knowing that when that time arrives for your desired outcome to become a reality, if it's not unfolding a lot or according to your expectations, then not to fall apart, not to be disappointed, just immediately reevaluate, reiterate, and create from that moment in time, which is your true superpower, another outcome that you are committed to achieving, yet unattached once again to its outcome. Can you imagine how powerful that could be if we could live our lives always creating, always striving to be the very best we can, yet understanding the nature of reality, which is always uncertainty, and to be okay with uncertainty? Three words can basically set us free from our suffering. And those three words, they're so profound and so simple, yet so difficult to really encompass and embody as a reality in our lives. And those three words are this: I don't know. I don't know the outcome of that which I'm working towards, yet I'm committed to achieving it. I don't know if my wife is ever going to leave me. I don't know whether the sun's going to come out tomorrow. I don't know how long my pets are going to stay on this planet. You can apply anywhere. If you can be okay with not knowing, I don't know, and really own that, you will find a level of freedom seldom experienced in your life. And so, in closing, this human part of the journey is very important. This meat suit that we walk around in, this avatar that houses the infinite essence of who we are, it's an important component of human life. We have the ability to experience so much more than pretty much anything on this planet that we know about. Yet, do not lose sight of what you truly are, which is a spiritual being having a human experience, and not the other way around, where we believe we're human beings and occasionally having glimpses of something spiritual. It's very, very subtle, but it's an incredibly powerful realization of who you are. You are an expression of the totality, an expression of infinite consciousness, of unlimited potentiality, wrapped up in this biological vehicle that will dissolve like everything else which is biological. By its own nature, it must pass. And if you can make friends with that duality, that we are here for 80, 90 years if we're lucky, yet the observer of who is experiencing the 80, 90 years never, ever passes. It just transforms from one form of life to another. And if you can really get that, I mean, get it, again, a sense of freedom will come over you like never before, because you'll realize there is no death. There's just a transformation, a metamorphosis from one expression of energy to another expression of energy. So my friends, until the next time, I open up the book and discuss concepts and ideas from my Amazon number one best-selling Journey Back to Self. I wish you well. I hope that you are remaining as strong as possible in these trying times and come out of this quarantine with a new skill, a new level of knowledge that's going to put you in a stronger place than before when it started. And really use this time to level up and to become your strongest and most refined version of yourselves. Okay, until the next time, Darren Timms signing off. I'll speak to you soon.